You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
I'm currently joined by Fanfic, who is coming to us live from Melbourne. What's the good haps over in Melbourne?
Not a lot. Just woke up, yeah, so nothing yet.
Nice. How are you doing this fine morning?
I'm alright. I just waking up, so a little bit like that.
Like that. You do have a cat, though, which is, I think, probably a positive in helping you wake up.
Yes.
In some ways, and in some ways maybe not.
He is the alarm clock. He just screams.
Yes,
screams.
And he's a lab cat, you were telling me.
He's a lab cat, yeah. He spent 10 years in a research facility, and then they rescued him, and then he ended up at my house, and now he's trapped.
Oh, my goodness. So what kind of lab was this?
Well, I don't actually know. They don't tell you. It's part of the whole rescue agreement that you don't find out where he was kept, and that you don't find out what happened. So you can't make a Facebook post going like, my cat's from the whatever lab.
Yeah, from the Tesla labs.
Yeah.
From Spotify labs.
Yeah. So I don't know what they did to him, but possibly they research cuteness. Is what I'd like to think. I try not to think about it. It's depressing, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It doesn't have any weird scars or anything.
No. I fostered some other cats, and the one I had before had some scars, and I was like, aww, don't think about it.
Yeah. It adds to their charm, though. It's a kind of a patina. Patina, a felina, if you will.
A felina.
Felina. Beautiful name. What is the cat's name as well?
Kimchi on rice.
Oh.
Yeah, because he's orange and white, and I was fostering him, and all fosters get food names, as
mm-hmm.
you do.
Mm-hmm.
And then I kept him, so now he's just got to stay with the name, unfortunately. But it suits him.
That's cool. Yeah. I'm glad to hear. We are going to be talking about your new track, Serving Suggestions. I want to know, what are your general opinions on Serving Suggestions? They seem kind of bullshit.
Yeah, well, actually, I was thinking of the one, you know Cheds, the crackers?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, they have a serving suggestion on the front, and it's literally just the crackers on a plate. And I'm like, they didn't even put, any kind of garnish on it. There's nothing next to it. It's just the crackers.
I'm yeah.
What are you... what kind of suggestion is this? Is it just put them on a plate? Which I don't. I just put them in my mouth, but, yeah, so I was thinking about that. That was the serving suggestion. Not that it's related to the song, but yeah. What about you?
I don't know. I think a lot of food science is very real, but a lot of it feels informed. Well, a lot of the mainstream food science is diet stuff, which is very case by case, And and I know. I think a lot of things in moderation are necessary. And what is a serving suggestion? I don't know. How do you standardize food? I think it's easier to standardize alcohol than it is food. And even then, yeah, it's tricky because people have different reactions to beer, wine, and so on and so forth.
But yeah, the health stars that they're just so bullshit.
Yeah,
because it's a health star. It's how healthy that thing is within the food group, right? Or within the if it's chocolate, if it's a healthy chocolate, it's still not healthy because it's compared to other chocolates, sort of thing, or snacks or whatever.
It was funny because Bluebird chips.
Mm.
They recently had an ad on, I think, digital platforms that was bragging about their health star rating going up to, 3 stars or something.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all a marketing thing as well,
But when I see something with, 0.5 stars, I usually buy it because I'm curious.
How bad will this be for me?
Yeah, I'm just this is going to be delicious or horrendous. I just can't. Why would you proudly put, 0.5? Because you don't have to, I don't think.
No. Oh, sorry. Maybe not. Maybe. I think it just leads into that marketing thing. I don't know if it's the same with energy stars, though, but they seem a little bit gimmicky, too.
Yeah. Everything's a scam.
It is, man. It is. I remember last time we talked about how Spotify was a scam. And,
scam.
I just keep hearing bad things about that company, eh? But anyway, let's not get into a Spotify hate rant. We did that last time in May. Well, let's get into the track. There's some really, saccharine vocal processing at the start of the track, and it sounds kind of auto-tuney. Is it actually auto-tune?
Oh, yeah. I mean, everything I do is tuned because,
Really?
I can't sing for shit.
Well, I definitely noticed that a lot of your stuff has vocal processing effects, but I was wondering if that's different to auto-tune, I guess.
Yeah, because I think, like, with modern music now, especially electronic music, when, you know, you don't have the, like, if you're playing an instrument, it might be slightly out of key or something.
Mm.
But if you're doing it, like, electronically, it's, like, C is C, you know? Mm. And it's, like, it's exactly the note. And then if you sing on that, sometimes it sounds a bit weird, depending on what you're going for, what sound you're going for, but sometimes it can sound a bit weird if you sing slightly out on top of, like, perfect. So I would tend to tune, like, the end of a phrase or something. I'll at least tune that so it doesn't sound, like, weird. But yeah, generally, like, it's just a little bit, but I don't, but that one was pretty heavy, I think, but I like the sound of it.
Mm. It's a good time. I'm just looking at the cover art for this now, and it's a huge old vintage, like, oil painting of a feast. It looks incredible. Yeah.
It's a serving suit. I think I was hungry. Yeah.
Love it. I saw on the music video for this on YouTube, at Tekka Honda Music commented on your lyric video saying meds with a pill emoji, to which you replied a pill and a roller coaster emoji. What do these mean?
So that's my boyfriend, and we're both on ADHD medication, and, like, you know, the meds, it's like, they're good and bad, but generally they help you get through the day. If you've got ADHD, can be helpful.
Yes.
So sometimes when we're both on ADHD meds, we're just like, meds at each other. So it was that.
Especially,
it's not like, yeah.
They'll help you, especially if you follow the serving suggestion.
Yeah.
Don't want to overdose on Ritz or whatever. Oh, that's cool, because I was wondering what that meant. I was like, clearly there's an in-joke here that needs to be broadcast.
I was like, oh, but this is going to make me look like a drug addict. Oh, well.
Oh, man. For the video, you used a text generator to put the lyrics on screen because you were, quote-unquote, cringing from the lyrics. What lyrics were you cringing from?
Well, all of them. And then... the one that goes, I want to be a mother.
Yes, that was the one I had highlighted on my thing as well. I'm weak in the knees, I want to be your mother. Made me cringe as well, so can't buy. Yeah.
I was like, because when I made the song, I was just testing, like, I got the sample pack and it was like industrial drums or something. I was like, cool. And then I was just looking at the samples and it became the song. So I was just sort of like riffing. Mm. I wasn't really... you know, I didn't have any kind of goal when I made the song, but that's why there's some, like, weird, like, that part is weird. It sounds weird. And I was like, when I was making it, I was just like, haha. And then it was a song destined for the bin, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then I liked it, so I had to keep it, and I didn't want to sing it again, and thus it has I Want to Be Your Mother.
So if you do it live, will you just be bleeping that out?
Yeah. Or I'll, like, sing it in a different language. No, I'll just sing it. But... it's like, it's weird.
Yeah, it's pretty crack up. It's pretty funny. Yeah. And it reminds me of, I'm not too sure if you're familiar with the artist duo Black Dresses, but they're quite intense, not sound-wise, but just the element of uncomfortableness. They have, like, Holy Peas, where just all the lyrical content is hyper-sexual in a really horrible way, and it makes you feel, like, so gross.
Yeah, because I was like, it just makes me feel like it's just yucky.
Yeah.
It's yucky. And then I was like, oh, I've got to lean into this, I guess, if I'm releasing it. And I couldn't. So I had to. So with the lyrics, you know, I used, like, the phonetic alphabet because I thought funny to me.
And speaking of the video, I guess I have to do a little full circle moment here. Last time when we had you on the program in May to talk about your track Jacket, you mentioned that you pulled some material for the song's video from archive.org. And the video for this tune, Serving Suggestion, it uses an old anti-drug PSA from the 60s called Seduction of the Innocent, which you link to in the description of the lyric video on YouTube. And the link takes you to the Internet Archive, where you can watch the full 10-minute ad. All this to say, do you spend a lot of time browsing different archive sites?
I do. I love archive.org. Yeah, when it was like, it was taken down recently, you know?
Oh, Internet, like, Archive?
Yeah.
Yeah, because they're facing a, like, $100 million lawsuit from music companies, I think.
Was it a lawsuit? Because I thought it was some kind of,
it was a huge lawsuit.
Like, I thought it was like some kind of, like, hacker network or something. It was like something really weird and just seemed really implausible. But anyway, they took it down and I was like, no, I love it. I love it there. It's so great. You can just find the weirdest stuff there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, what's your favorite find from there in recent memory?
I mean, I found old episodes of Reboot. Do you know that show?
Reboot? I love Reboot.
Yeah.
So I didn't watch Reboot. It as a kid. I watched it on YouTube as a teenager, but it was awesome.
Yeah. Well, I watched it as a kid back in my day. And yeah, I found these like a whole sort of archive of 90s TV shows, and Reboot was on there. I was like, yeah.
That's awesome. Was like the Gargoyles on there as well?
Oh, I don't know. I just saw Reboot and I was like,
hell yeah.
I'll be here for a while, so I haven't checked other ones yet. But yeah. Gargoyles was good. I watched that.
Yeah, Megabyte. He's awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
And his terrifying sister, whatever she's called. I forget what she's called.
Oh, I'm not sure, but you know.
She's so scary.
What is the main character, the woman? What's her name? And she had
Dot.
Dot. And she had like a uniboob. Then eventually, like, did they separate the boobs in like some season? I'm sorry,
doo-a-boob.
What am I talking about?
Possibly. I don't know. I didn't pay much attention to that. I was more like...
I don't know. I was.
Oh, man. And yeah, no, there's just so many cool graphics on that.
It's really, the concept was cool. Like, at the time, it was awesome, right? Because they're running around and then they drop games on them.
Yeah.
So good.
And the games, I feel like, are always kind of underwhelming in a way.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But they could, it's just like, they could have done so much, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And they did a few weird things, but generally, you know, was a little bit stupid, but that was the charm.
Yeah, yeah. And there's like, Gigabyte's like two dumb henchmen that are like, hey, what's going on, boys?
Yeah,
they're reading the blue guy. Yeah. That's, what a great show. Anyway, throwback. What a throwback, far out.
Yeah.
And speaking of throwbacks, this is part of a project, this track, Serving Sedition, is part of a project called Tirando Basura, which means throwing trash or garbage in Spanish. And it's available on Bandcamp as a mini CD. Now, why release it onto this format as opposed to something more universal, like a CD, vinyl?
Mini disc is an awesome format, like, I think I just went on a deep dive and I got really excited about mini discs.
Mm-hmm.
But also I was trying to choose some merch that doesn't necessarily put like heaps of new plastic into the world.
Oh, yeah.
And I was having trouble with that because, you know, like everything does.
Yeah.
And then last time I pressed vinyl, you know, there's a minimum order quantity and I still haven't gotten rid of that vinyl. And it was like, it's been like 6 years. So I don't know, buy my vinyl. And then yeah, the mini discs, so all of the mini discs are secondhand because you can just keep recording over them. So I ordered them like bulk secondhand lot from like Japan. And they come, some of them still have like you know, albums on it and stuff, and then you get to hear something someone was listening to in the year 2000, and yeah, it's pretty cool. But yeah, it was mainly to not put new plastic into the world and just kind of do something slightly different, because I would have had to make fully like new CDs and that kind of thing. That was the main goal. But like, and also because there's a massive like mini disc community online of mini disc nerds, and they bought my album, you know. I don't think they cared what music was on it.
They didn't want mini
discs. I was like, yay, a new audience.
with the disc, I mean, with laser discs, you can obviously put imprint images and stuff on top. Can you do the same with mini discs?
You can get, like, what is it called? Is it the printing process? I can't remember.
No, I don't know.
I literally can't remember. But, like, you can get them fully, like, printed on. But like I sent out some emails for places to do it for me and nobody got back to me, so I ended up just doing the stickers. I made some stickers myself.
Oh, cool.
I think it's cool though,
because I don't know, did you have a PSP, PlayStation Portable?
No.
I think they used mini discs.
Really?
Mini CDs, I think so.
Mini CDs, yeah. Mini CDs and mini discs are like two different things. Like the problem with a mini disc is they're only, like, Sony's got the patent for mini disc players and they haven't shared it, and nobody makes players anymore, but Sony still makes discs.
Oh, so that's weird.
I know. And it's, yeah, it's just a bit of a sad kind of, but it's a collector's format basically because of that. So, a bit nerdy.
Is this the PSP used what's called the Universal Media Disc? And it's essentially this little tiny disc that's in this kind of plastic capsule that has a little port where the scanner can get the data from.
Yeah. Okay, because that, like, Minidisc has a similar, like, concept because it's in the little plastic thing and you see the disc through it, but you don't take the disc out or anything.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it sounds similar, but it wouldn't be, I don't think they would be the same.
No, but that's really cool. I do like messing with like alternative forms of mediums. So
buy one. No, I'll just send you one.
Oh, appreciate that, man. Maybe we can play it on the station if we get a mini disc.
I don't think you'll find a player. That's the problem. You can't buy them, so like you just have this disc. It may or may not have my music on it. You know, I don't know why I bothered putting my music on it. Like, you can't. No one can listen to it.
Very smart. Very smart.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for coming on the program and having a chat to me.
Thanks for having me.
Of course. I have a fantastic day over in Melbourne. And have a great holiday season.
You too.
Yeah, cheers. All right, folks.
Bye.
Thank you very much. That was Fanfic coming to us live from Melbourne. We're chatting about their new track, Serving Suggestion, which is on their latest album, EP, Tyrando Basura, which you can find on Fanfic's Bandcamp. Fanfic with two Ks, not one or three, as I made the mistake of earlier. Anyway, here is Fanfic with Serving Suggestion. You're listening to The One. Bye.
How did you learn to dance like that? You got the moves that just go on and on. Never knew love could hurt this bad, and so I wrote about it in a song. Resentment, shame, and anger. He's an overthinker.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast. That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.